Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And if you would like to call in and you are in the L.A. area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including the population right here in the beautiful, sunny, and lovely all-day Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. So today we are talking about balance, transformation, wellness, and the self-improvement aspect of humor. My mother had a saying, and it went, "Ain't no biggity wow." And I don't know how many moms out there had sayings like that, but basically what it meant was whenever my mother was faced with something that other people were, you know, maybe freaking out about, or if it was just, you know, something that did not go according to plan, she would just look at me, smile, shrug, and say, "Ain't no biggity wow." Now, biggity wow, from the context that she always used it in, was those things that we cannot control that may not be what we want in the moment, but are subject to change. So let's look at taking life a little bit less seriously. Let's look at the idea that there is a lighter side of the human experience. Now, if you have any questions or comments and you want to log into the chat room, you can feel free to do so and go and say hi to producer Kina, who is ably manning that room, and I will be logging in after the show if you have any other questions or comments for me. If you want to post a question, she'll make sure that it gets to me. So, let's look at, first off, the human experience, which, as I have said before, is fun till it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't. And that is a spectrum that we are constantly moving between one end and the other. Let's look at those things that bring us joy. And when I watch one of those old movies that I always would laugh at, or you know, listen to a song that just kind of makes my toes tap and make me feel good, it takes away some of the heaviness. It takes away that sense of, wow, I am not happy where I am. I think about the Christmas albums when I was little that my mom used to always play. And we always knew that it was Christmas time, because my mom would start bringing out all the decorations and she would bring out the boxes of the ornaments that were carefully packed because we had made some, a lot of them were homemade. Remember when the construction paper chains that we used to make, and you know, you'd cut a little strip and you'd staple it or glue it together and then you make a chain and that went around the Christmas tree? My favorite part of the unpacking was when she would unpack the old Christmas albums. And no matter what time of the year, no matter what I'm doing, if I think about them, I smile because I remember the joy that I experienced each and every year as they came out. And I recently moved and I was going through boxes and I came across the old albums. And even in the process of the movement, as difficult as it was, seeing those let me know that no matter where I ended up, I would always have a piece of my childhood. I would always have a piece of home with me. Now I don't have a turntable, but I've got all the songs memorized. So just sitting and holding those albums brings me joy, because I remember a time when the worst thing I had to think about was whether or not I was going to get my book report done, or, you know, what was the score that I was going to get on a test. That was a time of innocence. And we all have, at some point in our life, that time of innocence. We all have that place where everything was okay and we enjoyed it. Remember what it felt like the last afternoon at school before summer vacation, and you're sitting there and you're watching the clock, and it's ticking down and ticking down, and the teachers are probably watching it as much as we are, or we were. And then that last minute, have a great vacation. That first time you go out and go, wow, I've got, at least at that time, it was 3 months off. Remember what that felt like? Remember what it felt like to go swimming at the community pool each and every day, to go to the, you know, the library, or to go to an amusement park, or maybe go on vacation with your family. It is important for us to remember those times, to remember those moments, because sometimes it's very easy to forget those simple joys. It's very easy to forget when we were little and everything was fascinating. Birthdays coming up, Christmas, even Easter, when we got to wear our brand new, very, you know, dressy dresses, and each year my sister and I would get a new hat and my mother would get a new hat. We were raised Catholic, and in my mother's world, ladies wore hats to church. And at that time when I was growing up, it was very common to wear hats and gloves, and those were the special clothes that we only got to wear on Sundays. And the joy that I took in that, in the dressing up. Remember Halloween when you were a child? For those of you who enjoyed that, you know, getting dressed up and going out trick-or-treating. And it wasn't even as much what you got, but yeah, keep in mind, though, when I trick-or-treated, it was a neighborhood thing. You know, how many of you remember, you know, the block being closed off? And people would be out with hot cider, and homemade stuff was still okay to eat. My mother used to make special Halloween popcorn balls. And, you know, we'd go from house to house, and it was fun, and it was joyous. And it was an adventure, and being out late and, you know, looking up at the moon. Those were things I enjoyed both as a child and as an adult with my own son. And when I think about those moments, it helps. It helps to remember the good times. It helps to remember that at some point in our lives, and, you know, I also know that there are some whose childhood experiences and memories weren't so great, and some that were absolutely horrible. And maybe it is hard to find, you know, those one or two good moments that were in it. But I'm sure that they were in there somewhere, something that made you smile. And as we move into our adult lives, there's still stuff out there to make us smile, to make us laugh. Some silly movie that we pulled up off of video shelf or, you know, off of Netflix or whatever, that we always enjoyed. For me, it was the Charlie Brown movies, the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. That was my favorite. And I would watch that, and I would still enjoy it. And I'd remember how fun it was, because that always came on Halloween, and we would watch that, and then we'd go out trick-or-treating. as we come to the quieter part of the year, which this is the time when normally when we were a much more basic and agricultural society, this was the time that all the final harvesting had been done and people were getting ready to kind of have that quiet space through the long winter. And you would be sitting inside near a fire, maybe telling stories to each other. But it was a time of reflection, and it was a time for things to slow down. That's what our bodies really want to do. And unfortunately, the way that general society has moved, this becomes a very busy time. We have company coming over. We've got family visiting. We've got people we're visiting ourselves. It gets very busy. They're shopping at the mall and all this other stuff. Remember what going to a mall or a store at Christmas time used to be like when you were little? It was lights and Santa Claus, and it was, you know, all kinds of things, displays that were set up. When we would do that, I mean, you know, we weren't rich. We, yeah, would go and look at more things than we knew we were going to get. But it was always fun to go and look at the displays. I always loved them once they were set up. And I would hear the Christmas music. And it was fun. And I enjoyed it. And, you know, we'd laugh at the guys dressed as elves walking through the mall and, you know, walking through the stores. And that was a nice memory. It was peaceful. It made us laugh. And to this day, I actually enjoy going to the mall on Christmas Eve because I don't see the crowds. I don't see the, you know, people shoving each other in the parking lot that's packed to the gills and having to park all the way across God's Half Acre and make sure you're not walking by yourself. I go and I walk and I listen to the Christmas music and I look at all of the pretty lights and I look at the displays. And for a little while, I remember what it was like being little and seeing all of that and thinking how huge it looked. We all need to remember the magic in our lives. We had it when we were little. There was that place of maybe it was just a little secret imaginary friend that you had, or reading books, dreaming about fairy tales and being the hero. And when we look at our lives now, yeah, there's a lot of stuff we do that in my mind is pretty heroic. When I look at, you know, the person who is working 2 and 3 jobs to make sure that their kids are able to have a Christmas or that there'll be a Thanksgiving dinner, you know, I see magic. When I see people working at soup kitchens, feeding the poor, I see magic. When I see people who are out there, you know, cleaning up streets and taking care of us. I mean, I actually recently said a big thank you to the guys driving the garbage truck because without them choosing to do that, the neighborhood would not be as pretty. It's like thanking a police officer for making it their job to keep us safe. We can remember those things that make us smile. Think about the things that make you laugh, because we all have something that makes us laugh. I was walking along with a friend of mine, and she was in a really very kind of a down sort of space. And she was really having a hard time looking for something light and, you know, enjoyable that she could be happy about. Well, as we're walking along, I walked into, without seeing it, I walked into, I guess there was some spider webbing that was hanging off a tree. And I didn't see it, and I walked into it. And she said that she looked, and all of a sudden, I'm twisting around, I'm flailing, I'm brushing at my face. And since she couldn't see the spider web, she basically thought that for some reason I had snapped completely. And she looked at me, she smiled, and then she started to laugh. She laughed for several minutes. And when I finally got it out of her, because, you know, I didn't even realize that I looked that odd, she told me, "Thank you. I have not laughed that hard in a long time." And sure, it was at my expense, but that didn't matter. She found something that she could find humor in. So I told her, well, whenever something is starting to get to you, if nothing else, think of me swinging at an invisible strand of spider web. Sometimes it can be just as simple as that. Sometimes when we can tap into finding something funny about our lives, you know, even if it is about ourselves, you know, I'm sure that if I had watched myself flailing around, you know, as if something had gotten on me for no particular reason, you know, just walking along talking, suddenly its arms going, I'm sure I would have had a good laugh at it too. So find those places of humor. Find those reasons to find joy. Find those moments that, whether it's us or somebody else, that become too ridiculous not to laugh. Now, don't be mean-spirited. You know, it's not nice to laugh at someone else's pain or discomfort. But she could see that I other than being a little bit embarrassed, I really wasn't damaged by it, and I found it funny when she started describing what I was doing. I thought it was funny. We all have something that makes us laugh, that makes us chuckle. Maybe it was something, a memory from, you know, a family gathering where somebody laughed and milk came out of their nose or whatever. There's a thought. And what happens when that thought comes in that moment, you're back in that space. You're back at that time. And you can enjoy it. The news is constantly giving us all of these reasons why we should feel really bad about our lives and the world we're in. And I recently spoke to somebody who said, "No, I will never have kids because I will not bring a child into a world like this." And I remember when I was very young and there was, you know, social upheaval happening and, you know, like in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on, Vietnam War and, you know, a lot of things that polarized our society very, very much. And there seemed to be a lot of anger in the world. I remember doing duck and cover drills. I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember that, which I always wondered. It's like, really, in case a nuclear bomb goes off somewhere nearby, I'm going to be okay as long as I get up under my desk and put my hands over my head. But, hey, that's what they told us to do. And, you know, it's just, it was the way that, I don't know, maybe it helped us to feel empowered, like there was something we could control. But during those times, I remember people saying back then, well, you know, I would not bring a child into this world and it's going to end quickly. So, you know, I wouldn't want to, you know, have a child I know and love and, you know, raise to grow up in a world like this. And to think that all these years later, decades after that, there are still people who feel that way. And if you're one of them, hey, blessings to you. And if it feels right for you, then you go ahead and do that. In my mind, there's always a reason to bring new life in. There's always an opportunity because you never know if that individual is going to be the one that changes everything. You never know. And each person has to, you know, figure that out for themselves. And I remember when, you know, my sons were young, often when things would go bad, when things were scary, I fell back on humor. If I could make them laugh, it wasn't so bad. It wasn't so serious. And when my boys were young, we were living in Louisiana during Hurricane Andrew. And for the first time in my life, I had the emergency broadcast system come on, and it was not a test. And I was scared. And so what we did was, you know, my sons were looking, and they were unsure. And I said, okay, we're going to have a bathroom picnic. And they're like, what? I was like, we're going to have a bathroom picnic. Go and get some of your toys, and, you know, we're going to go, and you guys get to have a bathtub picnic. And they were amazed. They liked it. They started to laugh. They went and got some of their stuff. I got, you know, the stuff we needed, and I grabbed some snacks. I had a box of snacks set aside. So we went into the bathroom, and I brought in my little radio, and we listened to the report, and they had their little, you know, one of those little TV and VCR things. And so they watched the movie, and it was okay because I made them laugh. It was okay because it became fun, even in the heart of being nervous. When we can bring humor and balance into a situation, it's amazing how easily the energy of the experience gets turned around. It allows us to step outside of fear. I mean, granted, fear is there for a reason. It wants us to be safe. But we can't give fear veto power. And we can only let fear express itself so long. Then we bring in something else. We bring in our love. We bring in our humor. We bring in that place of ain't no biggity wow. This is just what's happening now, and it may not be great, but hey, could be a lot worse, and it's no big deal. We can move forward. We can end up with, you know, really learning something from whatever situation we're in, and we can do it and be in a gentle place and be in good heart. Everyone has something that makes them smile, even if it's just for the pure silliness of it. I encourage everybody, go out and get silly. Do something that kind of shakes it up a little bit. You remember when we used to have the ice cream man and, you know, you'd hear the bell and you'd run in and, you know, go get a quarter and you come out and, you know, and you call for whatever it is you'd like. You know, a lot of those ice creams are available. Go get yourself one. I intend to purchase a hula hoop. I haven't had a hula hoop in a long time. And I got it into my head, you know what, I want a hula hoop. I am sure that it will not work for me the same way it used to, but hey, I can give it a shot because it'll make me laugh. Watch a movie that you watched when you were a kid because it will make you laugh. It's important for us to keep our humor. Because sometimes that's all we've got. Sometimes when things are coming in and, you know, you have way more months left over at the end of your money and things seem kind of bleak, find a way to laugh. Go out and hang out with that friend who you always know is going to crack you up because they're going to do something silly. And if you're that friend that people call up and, you know, hey, let's go do something silly. You know, be in it, because that's an important thing to be able to be. The people who can hold on to their humor are the ones that help the rest of us make it through. When you can find that place of joy for no good reason, just for the joy of it, go out and do that. I went and purchased the box of crayons, the 42 crayon box with the sharpener, as a few years ago. And I wanted one, and I thought, wait a minute, I've always wanted one of these, and I'm going to get it. And I got a pad of paper, and I laid there, and I colored, because it was for the joy of it. You know, first I was self-conscious, but then I started to love it. Go find that thing that you used to love. Find the thing that makes you laugh. Find the thing that brings joy in, because I know it's there. You just have to remember it. It's like wrapping up a box and putting it in the closet. It's still there. You just got to go and unwrap it. Find it. Whatever it is that brings you joy and that allows you to say, ain't no biggity wow. Because when we can be in our place of humor, when we can be in our place of relaxed joy, then it really ain't no biggity wow. The moments come and they pass. And that's life. There's a quote that says, life is a tiny dash between two dates on a headstone. And really, that's what it is. And really, that's about all it's made up to be. So we need to be able to take the joy in it that we can, because then we're going to go do something else. What that is, I've got theories, but they're mine, and everybody's got a theory. But being here, being now, and being in joy, that's the really cool part. That's the place where we can go when it's not so fun. So find something to be in joy about. Find something that tickles your funny bone. If it's a memory, if it's a friend, it's an old movie, or listening to old Christmas albums. We're coming into that season of being in gratitude, the season of hearth and home, and for many, they don't have a home. Find joy in something, because that helps us to have hope. And always remember, whatever it is, it ain't no biggity wow. Because eventually everything moves forward. And we go from one thing, no matter how good or bad it is, we go from one thing to another. So, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for listening in. I hope that you were able to find something out of that that kind of made you think, what did happen to my old hula hoop? Go play on a swing. It's a lot of fun. So if you'd like to know more about me or contact me with questions, you can reach me at Healing House, or you can get me at the-healing-house.com. That's my office website. You could also email me at healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. If you would be interested in having me come to where you are and maybe do a talk, send me an email and let me know. For those of you who are listening on archives, blessings to you. And if this discussion has brought any questions to your mind, email me and I will address them on the air. So, my friends, I will be checking into the chat room as soon as we're done. So enjoy yourselves. Enjoy life. Lighten up. It sometimes can be that bad, but it's not always. And it's fun till it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. We'll talk next time.